This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. authorities are assessing the damages from Iran firing ballistic missiles at Iraqi air bases housing U.S. troops. President Trump sent out a tweet earlier Tuesday that all is well after Iran fired on the military facilities. VOA senior White House correspondent Steve Herman has more.
There is some speculation that the Iranians wanted to send a message of retaliation but not cause an escalation that would have compelled the president of the United States to attack Iran as he has threatened.
Iran's supreme leader called the Iranian strikes a slap in the face to the U.S. and said the corrupt presence of the U.S. in the region should come to an end. President Trump plans to give a response to the missile strikes later this morning. President Trump backed away from his threats to target the Iranian cultural sites. We get more on that part of the story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
The president first tweeted the threat and said it again to reporters over the weekend after the airstrike that killed Iran's top general. Targeting cultural sites is a war crime.
If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law. But think of it. They kill our people. They blow up our people. And then we have to be very gentle with their cultural institutions. But I'm okay with it.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper distanced the Pentagon from the president's threat. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ukraine's president said there were no survivors from a Ukraine International Airlines plane that crashed Wednesday shortly after taking off from Iran's capital. The flight bound for Kiev, Ukraine's capital, was carrying 167 passengers and 9 crew members. Authorities are investigating what caused the plane to go down. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.